And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 20th of September, 2010. It's the birthday of Jelly Roll Morton, born in Gulfport, Mississippi, 1885, grew up in New Orleans. By the age of 17, he was playing piano in bordellos. His composition, Jelly Roll Blues, was the first jazz piece to be published. It's the birthday of one of the great editors of the 20th century, Maxwell Perkins, New York City, 1884. Went to work at Scribner's, where, over the objections of other editors, Perkins bought and published F. Scott Fitzgerald's first novel, This Side of Paradise, 1920. And it was on this day in 1848 the American Association for the Advancement of Science was formed in Philadelphia, its purpose to procure for the labors of scientific men increased facilities and a wider usefulness. The term scientist had been coined just 15 years before, and Europe was the center for the great scientists. Léon Foucault, in 1848, set up his first pendulum to demonstrate the Earth's rotation. Darwin was at work on his theory of evolution. Michael Faraday on electromagnetism. America was cut off from Europe, hard to compete with scientists there. In this country, the interest was in invention and engineering. In 1844, just 4 years before, the first telegraph line was installed from Baltimore to Washington, D.C. Railroads were being built all over the country. Elias Howe had just discovered the mechanical sewing machine. McCormick had just invented the McCormick Reaper. Earlier in the century, Lewis and Clark had returned from their journey out west, having there observed the weather, the topography, the geography, and having described 182 species of plants and 120 animals, including a few live specimens, including a prairie dog who went to live at the White House. In the 1840s, botanists were cataloging the plants of the American West. Anthropology was starting to emerge as its own field in science. The American Association for the Advancement of Science, founded on this day, 1848, grew its membership more than 2,000 by 1860, and its members included the president, Millard Fillmore, as well as Henry David Thoreau. Though Thoreau had mixed feelings about science, on the one hand, he kept meticulous notes and observations on plants and animals and the weather, but he was wary of technology. In Walden, Thoreau wrote, "Men have become the tools of their tools." In 1883, the association began publishing the magazine Science, which is still around, and the AAAS is the largest general scientific society in the world. Here's a poem for today by Pat Schneider, "How the Stars Came Down." Night, how the stars came down, arching over us, and the only name we had for them was shooting stars. Why there were so many was anybody's guess. My great-grandmother thought the world was coming to an end when Halley's Comet flared across the sky. I lay flat on my back and watched the night sky falling all around me, and I wanted more than anything never to go home. I did, of course. They put us campers into buses and drove us back to tenements, asphalt, and streetlights in the city. What I didn't know that night in my bedroll at Sherwood Forest Camp was that when I got home, home wasn't my real home anymore. I had a new home in my remembering, and it was dark and safe and beautiful, with shooting stars still falling all around. A poem by Pat Schneider, "How the Stars Came Down," from Another River, published by Amherst Writers and Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Student and gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach, written by Betsy Alistair. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.